Shares of PayPal and Pinterest both sliding lower in this session on news that PayPal is looking to delve a little further into the e-commerce space. The digital payments company reportedly looking to buy Pinterest at $70 a share, a deal that could be valued at $45 billion. Let's bring in Igal Arounian. He is Wedbush Securities VP of Equity Research. Igal, good to talk to you today. $70 a share. We just saw Pinterest is trading at $60 a share, so there will be a significant premium from where it's trading today. Is this a deal that makes sense to you at this price point?
Yeah, it does at this price point. Look, the deal to us is very forward looking. And I think, you know, when you look at PayPal's stock reaction over the past couple of days, I think PayPal investors and shareholders are probably looking at this and thinking there aren't a lot of kind of immediate synergies, right? It's not a payments company per se, but PayPal is really trying to build something, larger, what a lot of people call kind of a super app. And what Pinterest brings to the table for a payments company is a digital advertising platform that's really focused around commerce. And what we're seeing is that social commerce, the ability to buy something directly from a platform like Pinterest or like Instagram, that's a really growing, fast-growing trend. And it's something that Facebook and Pinterest and other social media platforms have really been very much focused on, bringing that transaction onto the platform. And to us, that's what this is all about. It's about tying together the social media transaction to the payments part of the business.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like analysts are really torn on this one. There were some that were absolutely destroying the idea of PayPal ever wanting to come in and pay to acquire Pinterest. But I mean, when you do think about the social aspect, that is one thing that stands out for Pinterest. It's always more of a platform where people go to make conscious decisions and maybe seek out certain products or at least styles versus the traditional social media route of Facebook and Twitter, where you have everything and ads thrown in there that aren't necessarily in the shopping experience. When you look at the performance of Pinterest, though, U.S. monthly active users were actually down in Q2. So that was pretty alarming. We've seen the stock get hit pretty hard over the last few quarters. I mean, I guess who's the winner here if this deal is to go through? Because Pinterest seems like it's been lagging. Why would PayPal want to come in and take a company like that over?
First of all, I understand why this is a little bit controversial, because again, it's a little bit out of the box. It's not your typical, you know, it's not a payments company buying another payments related company. So you need to be a little creative with how you think about it. But I do, again, really think it's a very forward looking type of acquisition. Pinterest's engagement and user story is a little bit different than most other social media companies. And yeah, its users have declined over the past couple of quarters. That's been a big red flag. It's a big part of why the stock's fallen. It was close to $100 and it's been as low as 50. During the heart of the pandemic, we're just talking about that in the previous segment as well. During the heart of the pandemic, everyone was stuck at home. The Pinterest use case really picked up. Right. People were looking for inspiration around recipes because they were cooking more, around home design because they were spending more time in the house. So they saw a kind of big spike in users. And now they've given most of that back. They've actually given all of it back. And we're back at pre-pandemic levels of users domestically. International is still kind of earlier stage, and those numbers continue to go up. But, collectively on a global basis, we've got over 400 million users. That itself is powerful. And people do spend less time on Pinterest. Engagement is lower than typical social media. What the advantage for Pinterest is that the way people use it is completely different than how they use other social media platforms. The intent is much higher. People are going there to discover products and to get inspiration and ideas for things like recipes and home design. And the power for an advertiser because of that user intent is really much, much greater. And there's a lot of potential. Pinterest is still just 1% of total global digital ad dollars in the US as well. And they've got a lot of things cooking around bringing that social commerce aspect onto the platform in a greater way. And there's a lot of opportunity upside in the long term if they can really mm-hmm. put all these pieces together.
Igal, how supportive do you think this transaction, again, if it goes through, is likely to be for PayPal stock. I mean, we're seeing it down about 5% right now, $245 a share, still well off of what we saw in July, for example, at more than $300. Medium term, how big of a lift or how big of a catalyst could a transaction like this be for PayPal?
So I don't cover PayPal. Another analyst at the firm does. But I think if you do the math, it is accretive to PayPal's numbers pretty much from the beginning, if not pretty early on. Just from a pure numbers standpoint, it should be accretive to the numbers. In terms of synergies and how they build it together and how that kind of like super app and, you know, how the payment side comes together with the social media and the digital advertising side, you know, again, it's not so straightforward. So it could take some time for those synergies to come together. But even in the near term, it should be accretive to numbers. And then you build in some synergies over time. And you could have something that's pretty unique in the medium to longer term.
Yeah, and lastly, before we let you go, we were talking in the break about, you know, the price action we saw, the improvements, clearly not at that $70 price point that's been reported here. So I guess some investors out there not thinking this is going to go through, but there could be an outside bidder too who might scoop in here at the last minute and say, no, we want Pinterest more than you do PayPal. So, I mean, do you see 70 being about fair for where an acquisition could come through? Or do you, what might happen if you do see a bidding war come through? Because Pinterest is, as you're talking about, different than everything else out there.
Yeah. I think it's a very attractive takeout multiple. It's about 13 times next year's revenue. Pinterest profitability has scaled up quite materially. The top line revenue is up 50% this year. The consensus growth for the next couple of years is about 30%. And I think there's upside to that. So again, it's a unique platform. You know, you've had some issues around user growth, sure, over the past couple of quarters. I think that's been, you know, a little bit more reopening driven. The user growth story will follow. I think it's a big monetization story. And I think there's a lot of runway for growth. There's a lot of runway for margin expansion. You're paying a pretty good, pretty attractive multiple. And I think there could be others that might come in and be interested at that price point.
We'll see if it comes to that. Igal Arounian, Wedbush Securities, VP of Equity Research. Appreciate you joining us today.